It's Central Time. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a Sun Prairie couple is traveling Route 66 from one coffee shop to another and turning the trip into a podcast. We'll talk with them about what they've discovered.
First, much of the focus of Wisconsin's fall elections is on the races for governor and for U.S. Senate, but there's also a competitive statewide race for attorney general.
Republican incumbent Brad Schimmel is seeking a second term as the state's top cop. His Democratic challenger, Josh Call, is a former federal prosecutor in Baltimore and the son of former state attorney general Peg Lautenschlager. He was also recently endorsed by former Vice President Joe Biden. Schimmel is backed by 63 of Wisconsin's 72 sheriffs, including 12 Democrats. There's also a Constitution Party candidate in the race named Terry Larson.
Since January, Schimmel and Call have raised about the same amount of money, though Schimmel has about $250,000 more cash on hand. Todd Richmond is a Madison-based reporter with the Associated Press, and he joins us now to talk more about the issues in this race. Todd, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So neither of these candidates had a primary challenger, and as a result, both campaigns have been kind of quiet so far. That's likely going to change. How contentious might this race shape up to be?
Well, I think it's going to get very contentious. Already today, the Schimmel campaign put out a statement calling Call inexperienced and that he's never prosecuted a criminal case in the state, and that he basically doesn't have an understanding of how the State Department of Justice works. So that's really their first pushback. Call has already been sort of piggybacking on attacks by One Wisconsin Now against Schimmel for Schimmel's trips to the conservative conference in California last year and a visit he made to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club last year as well. So you can see these battle lines are starting to form up right now.
And speaking of battle lines, we have what is going to be a very contentious race for governor in Wisconsin. We've got a U.S. Senate race that may also get ugly. But is this a race that, this attorney general race, is this one that is on the radar of your average Wisconsin voter?
Well, it's tough to say right now. We're looking to the Marquette poll on Wednesday to see if there's any kind of tracking of where things stand on the attorney general's race. But it has been playing out in the background right now. We had a high-profile U.S. Senate race between Kevin Nicholson and Leah Vukmir for the Republican nomination. And we had a multi-candidate field for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. There's just not a lot of media oxygen left for Schimmel and Call. And there hasn't been because there's been no primary. So things are really going to ramp up here in the coming weeks.
Let's talk a little bit about the two candidates, starting with Attorney General Schimmel. What were some of the issues, and what was his focus during his first term as Attorney General?
Well, I think you saw that he was trying to make a point that he is indeed a staunch conservative Republican. He joined a number of multi-state lawsuits against former President Barack Obama's some of his policies, including health care reform, some of the environmental regulations. He's also successfully defended the GOP drawn legislative boundaries in Wisconsin all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and basically won there. So he's been playing the GOP ticket and doing everything that a GOP candidate you'd expect from a GOP attorney general.
And the state's top cop, I wouldn't necessarily think, is a really straightforward partisan position. But as you said, Schimmel is kind of touting his conservative views and his actions. Is politics just part of this position now, whether we like it or not?
Well, it is an elected partisan position. So those political leanings are going to filter down into how the attorney general chooses which policies to prioritize. Especially when you start getting into, you know, whether or not you want to take on the presidential administration. Some people are saying that Call could become another one in a picket fence of Democratic attorney generals that are pushing back against the Trump administration if Call were to get into office. So the partisan leanings are there. There's no way around that. And that's sort of what the office has been for years.
We are talking with Todd Richman of the Associated Press, and we're looking at Wisconsin's race for Attorney General. And let's turn now to his challenger, Josh Call. We talked a little bit about his background there in the intro, but tell us more about what we know about Josh Call.
Well, I think one of the most notable things about him is he's the son of former Democratic Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. He graduated from Stanford Law School, spent some time on the East Coast working as an assistant federal prosecutor in Baltimore. He represented Hillary Clinton in the presidential recount in Wisconsin in 2016, and he also represented voters in a challenge against the Republican-drawn legislative boundaries. So he, like Schimmel, he's been taking on Democratic themes, just like Schimmel's taking on Republican themes. He's very polished. He's a quick thinker on his feet. So I think he makes a formidable candidate for Brad Schimmel, or a formidable challenger for Brad Schimmel.
And as you just mentioned, the son of Peg Lautenschlager, is that something that he's playing up, or is that something that he's kind of keeping in the background and not talking about so much?
I've not heard him say much about Peg at all. I mean, so it's not been a real issue that I've heard of, at least publicly.
And so I'm sure we're going to see ads in this race coming soon. We're going to see liberals attacking Schimmel. We're going to see conservatives attacking Call. And like it or not, I mean, is this going to be a referendum essentially on President Trump?
Well, it's tough to say how that will trickle down on the ticket. They are a down ticket. This is a down ticket race. As some Republican strategists say, I mean, it's hard to tell whether voter anger towards the president might drift that far down on the ballot, or if Schimmel might find himself caught up in a blue wave. It's a little difficult to tell right now. Hopefully the Marquette poll tomorrow will have some questions about the attorney general's race and give us a little bit of a beacon here to guide us as we go forward.
If I remember correctly, too, I believe Josh Call had said something about wanting to clarify the state's policy on abortion, especially considering, maybe Call is thinking that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh would be confirmed. We might be in a position where Roe versus Wade is questioned. I believe Call said something along the lines of, hey, we need to revisit this. We need to work with the legislature to do that. And Schimmel saying, hey, that's not really the job of the attorney general. You're not making the policy, you're just kind of enforcing what's there. Is that something that you really think Schimmel is going to be pushing in the coming weeks?
I'm not really sure what you're getting at. Can you repeat that question, please?
I'm wondering if Attorney General Schimmel is really going to be pushing this narrative that, hey, the position of Attorney General isn't to make policy, it's just to enforce what is already there.
Well, that's been Schimmel's mantra since he got in, and both sides will try to brand the other as going beyond that and advancing their partisan stances and partisan themes. So with the abortion, I believe Call said he would have to study Wisconsin's actual ban before he has to decide whether to defend it in court. So he's sort of dodging that at this point.
As we said, we've got about 70-some days for voters to get to know these candidates. Do we have any debates set up between the two of them coming up?
Call has challenged Schimmel to 8 different debates, but I don't think the Attorney General has responded in either way if he'll accept it or not at this point.
And briefly, as we wrap up, what else are you going to be watching for as this race goes on, including the poll results and beyond that as well?
Well, I think we'll be watching to see if Josh Call continues to attack, or if he starts to define himself more by putting out an agenda for the Department of Justice. Right now, he's been sitting back and letting some liberal groups go after Schimmel and sort of chiming in on the back end of those attacks. But he may need to do more to let voters know what he wants to do. What is his agenda? And he's going to have to articulate that. in a stronger way than he has so far, I would think. So I'm looking for him to sort of come out with a stronger policy goals, clarify his platform, and we'll see if he goes that route.
Well, Todd, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Todd Richmond is a Madison-based reporter with the Associated Press. We talked with him about the latest developments in the race for Wisconsin Attorney General between the incumbent, Brad Schimmel, and Democrat Josh Call.